This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 23 minutes past the top of the hour, and our next musician live from his back deck here in Juneau, Alaska, is musician Kachung Stephen Blanchett. He's going to be playing live and previewing his concert tonight as part of the Hunker Down edition of the Spinard Jazz Fest. Kachung, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to see you. What part of town do you live in?
Well, I'm sitting here on the shores, on the banks of Lemon Creek.
All right. You have a nice tree and a mountain there in the background.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Hear the water rushing by. It's beautiful.
And we have, this is what you've coined your tiny deck concerts, right?
Yeah, I've done a couple little songs here on the deck, and you know, we had those tiny desk concerts, and I was like, I'm gonna do a tiny deck concert because I got kind of a small deck. Our little condo here.
Well, if our listeners don't know you, you're one of the founders of Bumua, singer-songwriter, multimedia artist. What else would you please add to your introduction?
Oh, I don't know. I think you know, just a lover of culture and education. You know, that's one of my passions is arts and culture. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why what brought me here to Juneau and working for the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. I mean, just such an amazing place to work for, and the mission that they have, it's just in line with everything I've been doing.
Yeah, you're the art education director. Is that right?
Right, yeah. So I manage the teaching artist programs there. Work with the teaching artists, local artists here and in Juneau. And I had been a teaching artist for many years I started doing education in schools in about the mid 90s, and was on the official roster doing residencies all over the state late 90s, early 2000s. And I've done, I don't know how many residencies all over. It's one of those things you get to go into communities just inspire youth and inspire a community to love their culture, love their music, language, and art. That's just right down my alley.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is it about education that appeals to you? But I think you just answered that.
Yeah, it's all about I grew up in a small town, Mamtareishak, in Unapitjoklu, and Mamtareishak is the original name of the town Bethel, and then also grew up in a village, small village, about 30 miles from there, called Nunapitjok. And it's just that is my greatest inspiration, is, you know, my culture, my Yupik people, our songs and our dances. That's kind of been my driver. And, you know, one of the reasons why we started Bumua is because when we, you know, growing up, there was about 85% of our people were speaking the language. I was fortunate enough to speak the language in growing up with it. And now it's below 50%. So just in my lifetime, we've lost so much ground with the language. So that's one of the reasons why we started our group and our band, is to promote that. And that's why we sing in our Yupik, in our Inupiaq languages.
Okay. You are going to be playing tonight a concert for the Hunker Down Festival, which is part of the Spinard Jazz Festival. Can you sort of outline what that's going to look like and how this festival came to be, as far as you know?
Well, the festival's been going on for a while. We're now in this new era, and they wanted to really bring music as a healing for our state, and a lot of us, a lot of the musicians have been just having a hard time, and Spinard Jazz Festival is one of those festivals that really, their mission is to pay the musicians and to support music and the arts. So they wanted to keep that. So they talked about it a few months back, and they got with me about, I think it was about 2.5 weeks ago, and asked me, Ingvil, the one of the main organizers over there at Spinard Jazz Fest gave me a call and was like, hey, would you like to do this show, you know, and you think you can do it? I was like, I don't know, I've never done that before, never done a solo show. And and we're like, we're all in this new place. So we've just been working, and they got an amazing team that have been working on the tech aspect of it. I'm about to go on a tech call, another one, as soon as I'm done with you. So it's just, I mean, this, it's just that kind of a thing. We have to, we're learning as we're going. And so it's what it's, there was a Facebook show. It kicked off last night with Whitney Youngman. And I'm sorry if I can't remember the group in the name of them in Ketchikan, but they kicked it off last night with a Facebook show. And today is the actual, you know, kind of the official getting into the festival. And it's through, they're using a platform, one of the many platforms out there. And, but sending it out through Zoom. And the reason why they're doing Zoom is so that they can have it ticketed. So you can either get a ticket for each show or you can get a pass for the 3 week long festival that's going on. And all the proceeds, every single dollar that's going, getting, coming in is going to local artists and musicians.
Got it. And so if somebody wants to tune in tonight to see you live, what time should they tune in and how should they access that?
Well, the cool thing about it is every night, today's the first day, kicking it off. So every night, 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, we're double billing. So today I'm double billed with Carrie Pavish, and Carrie's from Galena, amazing singer, songwriter, such a beautiful person. And she is kicking it off at 7 o'clock, and then I'm on at 8 o'clock. And SpinardFest.org. Is where you can get the link. So each week, so you go on week one and then this day on Monday the 18th, and then you can connect to that. Or you can become a member of Spinard Jazz Fest, and you get a pass for the entire 3 week festival.
Awesome. SpinardFest.org. Well, we'll repeat all those details here in a minute, but I see you have your guitar there. Would you consider playing us a tune?
Yeah, I was sitting here. I was like wondering what I was gonna, you know, perform and sing for you all, and I made a decision to do. I don't have a name of this song. It's one I wrote. It was within like days of when all of this COVID-19 started happening, and I wrote. You know, the first song of this era, and it's for my daughter, and her name is Ulla, and Ulla in my language means high tide or the rising tide, and so yeah, I was like, I'll do that song, so it'll be a good chance for me to practice it before the concert tonight, because I did it on the deck that one day that you saw, you know, when I did my tiny deck concert on Facebook, and honestly, I think that was one of the last times I sang it. And so, I have the words right here in front of me because I don't have it memorized yet because it's that new. So I was like, oh, I'm going to do that song. So it's a sweet little song for my daughter, Ulda.
I love that you're at the point in your musical career where you practice over the radio for a statewide concert.
Ulda is infamous for that. I'm telling you, we're so, like, when we started working with our musicians, they're like, well, should we have a rehearsal? And we're like, what's that? Our concerts is we just go up and do them. So that's what we love about them, because you never know what's going to happen. It just kind of just can go in any, you know, tangential direction. And because we don't rehearse, we just don't. We just love it. We just go up there and just have fun and put on, we have like a set list, but you never know what's going to happen. So that's me. That's our style.
All right, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Let's see. We'll make sure these, I know we did a little check earlier, but make sure these levels are okay again. Sounds good.
Yep. Okay.
So this is a song I don't know, don't have a name for it, but you know, I was just thinking about my baby girl, so here it is.
Mm-hmm. sitting here wondering what the future brings for my baby and her friends. I'm telling you right now, you can't take her down. So sorry, it ain't happening now. My baby, she's so strong, she will always fight. Through the darkness, she has brought us light. Just like the waters, we go up and down. And give it time, Mullah, you'll build back your town. Yeah, ooh, love my time. Song we sing not just for you. Remind us all we will always be like Nunani Ani for you and me. Our voice, your voice will always be heard. Beating the drum, singing for that bird. You know the one that started this all. It was not a trick. Build back this house brick by brick. Ooh, ooh, love my time. Sitting here wondering what the future brings for my baby and her friends.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good practice for me because I'm like, there's a little bit of something going on there.
Yeah,
it's a change.
It's a beautiful, beautiful tune.
Thank you so much.
Where are we now? Like week five or maybe more into the strangeness. How has it affected your sort of artistic process? Would you say?
You know, this has been interesting because I've wrote some new songs, right? I wrote some songs. I was on a call just a second ago, right before you and I were talking, with Hometown Alaska, and I was talking with on an interview with, you know, the organizer from the festival, and you know, one of the I forget what her name is, but she was interviewing us. She asked, "What is it like to perform with nobody? What do you close your eyes?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's funny you're saying that because I actually just wrote a song called I Close My Eyes," because I'm just imagining people there. You know, we're in a strange place where we're, you know, as artists and musicians and dancers or whoever, you know, when we're performing, we don't have an audience, but we actually do, because I practiced last night. I did a little practice thing on Facebook, and I had some people tuning in from Greenland and Denmark and from Korea, Japan. It was so cool. I was like getting these comments and different people who have, you know, that has hired Bamiyua back in the past. And it was so neat to be able to connect that way. And then my daughter, she's living over in Copenhagen, Denmark right now, going to school. And she's going to tune in tonight. It's going to be 6 a.m. for her. So she's like, "I don't know, Dad, I'll try and get up." But, you know, it's like, this is a chance for her to watch Dad perform and some of my friends in these different places that normally wouldn't have that chance. So in a way, we lost that kind of human touch, you know, face to face, but has kind of forced us to connect in a different way and in a way, a deeper way, because, you know, like, I would never be doing this. I wouldn't be doing a concert on my deck and people seeing where I live and what I, you know, what I'm wearing when I'm on a normal day. And I even thought about doing the show in my pajamas, but I'm not going to do that.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Stephen Kachung Blanchette. He's playing live tonight as part of the Spinard Jazz Festival's Hunker Down Fest, which goes for a couple more weeks, I think 3 weeks in all, right?
Yeah, 3 weeks. So it starts today and every day from 7 to 9. So 7 o'clock, the first show, 8 o'clock, the second show. It's double billed every day. So SpinardJazzFest.org, and it goes on for 3 weeks.
Got it. And like you just said, SpinardFest.org to get tickets and to figure out how to watch it 7 p.m. tonight. Man, it's always such a pleasure to speak with you and hear your music. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott. It's good to see you.
You too. I know. We're like radio via Zoom, like talk about strange times.
I know. I love it. This is cool.
And just sort of to go out, you've sort of answered this in, as part of your whole interview, but advice to our listeners, what are things you're doing to stay positive and get through all this?
You know, I've been loving being here in Juneau and working for the council. We're, you know, we're advocating for artists and advocating for the community. So to be able to do that and support the arts and support the culture, that's been amazing. That just kind of keeps me going every day. So that's what it's all about, right? I mean, arts and culture is such a you know, pillar for community, and we can't let that pillar just, we have to build it stronger. So yeah, we have that base. So when we come out of this, we'll be even stronger.
Koyana Kachung, thank you so much.
Kunachish.
Dang ba ang nagam kani yuga ya ha ha. Suga ang nagam kam pikani gani ah tutan ka ha 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 e ya hunah.